Let's focus this week on rekindling a passion that you have, which you have abandoned at some point in your life. Why do this? Why bother? I believe that when attention is focused on our passions, we are able to move forward in our lives to do what it is that we are here on this earth to do. This means that whatever symptoms may be present become literally inconsequential. They don't matter. We pay little attention to perhaps a little tremor here or a little stiffness there, or with difficulty voicing our truth. What then is a passion you may have forgotten about? What is something that calls your soul to action? Reflect back over the last several days. Think through what it is that you have done, what activities you have engaged. What has given you the most juice? What do you look forward to doing? What is it that you miss doing when you're unable to find the time during the day to do it? Do you find yourself during the day saying something to the effect of, "Oh, I wish I'd had enough time today to," and then you say the same thing day in and day out? Reflect back then the last several days. The focus of your meditation today is to consider what activities do you actually do and have done which give you the most joy and the most pleasure, however brief they might have been. 1 second, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half a day, it doesn't matter. What is it that gave you the greatest passion as you reflect back over the last several days of your life? Going back, thinking through all that you have done, all the places you have been, capturing all the thoughts you have had. What is it that you enjoyed doing the most? What was it? Therein lies the clue to the gateway of your passion. Will doing more of that activity give you more pleasure, or was whatever you did enough? If you got juice, there is a seed of your passion that lies within that activity. What is it? What did you do that gave you the most pleasure of all? This is Parkinson's Recovery, and this is Robert Rogers. Good day.